This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Even light smoking raises heart disease risk by 50 to 60%, study shows, and quitting doesn't fully reverse it. Editorially reviewed by Prof. George Ikedze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. A pooled analysis of 22 longitudinal cohort studies published in PLOS Medicine has found that smoking as few as 2 to 5 cigarettes per day substantially elevates the risk of heart failure by approximately 50% and all-cause mortality by approximately 60%. The study, which tracked 302,522 adults over nearly 20 to 30 years, and documented more than 125,000 deaths and 54,000 cardiovascular events, also reveals a sobering finding. Former smokers retain elevated cardiovascular and mortality risk for 20 to 30 years after quitting, never fully returning to the risk profile of people who have never smoked. Key takeaways. Smoking 2 to 5 cigarettes daily increases heart failure risk by 50% and all-cause mortality by 60%. According to a 22-cohort analysis in PLOS Medicine. The dose-response relationship is nonlinear. The steepest risk increase occurs between 0 and 5 cigarettes per day, meaning no safe threshold exists. Even decades after quitting, former smokers retain elevated cardiovascular risk. The greatest benefit occurs in the first 10 years of cessation. Reducing cigarette consumption without complete cessation does not meaningfully lower cardiovascular risk. Study at a glance, 50 to 60% increase in heart failure risk and all-cause mortality from light smoking, 2 to 5 cigarettes a day. According to PLOS Medicine, pooled analysis of 302,522 adults, cardiovascular risk by smoking intensity and time since cessation, relative risk elevation compared to never smokers across follow-up periods from 0-30 years after quitting, current smoker, 2 to 5 cigarettes a day, plus 60%, quit 0 to 5 years ago, plus 42%, quit 5 to 10 years ago, 28%, quit 10 to 20 years ago, plus 18%, quit 20 to 30 years ago, plus 12%. Source Plomedicine Pooled Analysis, 22 cohorts, Georgian Medical Journal News. The dose response myth, no safe smoking level. The PLOS Medicine analysis examined 302,522 adults across 22 prospective cohort studies, documenting 125,000 deaths and 54,000 cardiovascular events over follow-up periods approaching 20 to 30 years. The headline finding challenges the assumption that light or low-intensity smoking carries only modestly elevated risk. Smoking 2 to 5 cigarettes daily increased heart failure risk by approximately 50% and all-cause mortality by approximately 60%. What is particularly striking is the nonlinear dose-response relationship. The steepest risk increment occurred between 0 and 5 cigarettes per day, rather than scaling proportionally with cigarette count. This pattern suggests that the earliest exposure to tobacco smoke triggers rapid and substantial biological injury. Among recent studies on smoking and cardiovascular outcomes, this nonlinearity has profound public health implications. There is no empirical threshold below which smoking can be considered safe. Participants who reported smoking 2 to 5 cigarettes daily, a level many smokers or former smokers might attempt as a harm reduction strategy, retained substantially elevated cardiovascular risk, comparable to heavier smokers relative to their respective cohorts. The persistence of cardiovascular injury after quitting. One of the most sobering findings is that smoking cessation does not fully reverse cardiovascular risk, even 20 to 30 years after quitting. The researchers quantified risk reduction over time. The greatest benefit occurred during the first 10 years after quitting, when risk declined steeply relative to current smokers. However, former smokers who had quit 20 to 30 years prior still retained elevated all-cause mortality and cardiovascular risk compared to never smokers, though the absolute excess hazard diminished with time. This finding aligns with mechanistic models of cumulative cardiovascular injury. Early smoking exposure triggers endothelial dysfunction, arterial stiffening, and microvascular changes that persist structurally even after smoking cessation. While cessation halts further acute injury, The pre-existing damage, atherosclerotic lesions, remodeled cardiac tissue, and chronic inflammation remains. The implication is that smoking prevention and early cessation interventions become even more critical, since the repair window for full risk reversal is extremely narrow. Reduction without cessation, an ineffective strategy. A secondary but clinically important finding was that reducing cigarette consumption without complete cessation did not meaningfully lower cardiovascular risk compared with continued smoking. This challenges harm reduction messaging that sometimes frames cutting down as a viable intermediate step. The evidence from the PLOS Medicine analysis suggests that the cumulative biological burden of smoking, even at low intensity, persists as long as any smoking continues. For clinicians counseling patients on smoking cessation strategies, this underscores the importance of targeting complete abstinence rather than gradual reduction as the goal. Former smokers retain elevated all-cause mortality and cardiovascular risk for 20 to 30 years after cessation, with the greatest risk reduction occurring in the first 10 years, but never fully returning to the baseline risk of never smokers. PLOS Medicine pooled analysis of 22 longitudinal cohorts, 2024. What this means? What this means for patients? Even light smoking, 2 to 5 cigarettes daily, carries substantial cardiovascular risk equivalent to heavier smoking. Complete cessation, not reduction, is the only strategy that reduces risk, though benefits are greatest in the first 10 years. Anyone with a history of smoking should maintain close cardiovascular monitoring for decades, as residual risk persists long after quitting. For clinicians, counsel smokers that no safe smoking level exists and that cutting down without quitting is ineffective for cardiovascular risk reduction. Prioritize intensive cessation support, pharmacotherapy, behavioral counseling for all smokers, including light smokers. Monitor former smokers for hypertension, dyslipidemia, and arrhythmias even decades after cessation, as their residual cardiovascular risk profile differs materially from never smokers. For policymakers, this evidence reinforces the public health case for tobacco control, smoking prevention in youth, and universal access to cessation support. Light smoking should not be framed as a low-risk behavior in public messaging. Investment in population-level smoking prevention and early intervention may yield greater long-term cardiovascular benefit than focusing solely on heavy smokers. Frequently asked questions. Is there a safe number of cigarettes to smoke per day? No. The PLOS Medicine analysis found that smoking as few as 2 to 5 cigarettes daily increased heart failure risk by 50% and all-cause mortality by 60%. The dose-response relationship is non-linear, with the steepest risk increase between 0 and 5 cigarettes per day. This means there is no empirical threshold below which smoking is safe from a cardiovascular standpoint. How long does it take for cardiovascular risk to return to normal after quitting? The greatest risk reduction occurs during the first 10 years after quitting, according to the study. However, former smokers retain elevated cardiovascular and mortality risk for 20 to 30 years, never fully returning to the baseline risk of never smokers. This reflects persistent structural vascular injury that cessation cannot fully reverse, though the absolute excess hazard does diminish over time. If I cut down from 10 to 2 cigarettes a day, will my risk drop? Not meaningfully, according to the analysis. Reducing cigarette consumption without complete cessation did not substantially lower cardiovascular risk compared with continued smoking. Complete abstinence, not gradual reduction, is the only effective strategy for reducing cardiovascular risk. Clinicians recommend using pharmacotherapy and behavioral support to achieve full cessation rather than advising patients to cut down as a standalone intervention. This evidence from the largest pooled analysis to date on low-intensity smoking and cardiovascular outcomes provides a powerful reminder that smoking prevention and early cessation remain among the most cost-effective cardiovascular interventions available. The finding that light smoking carries risk equivalent to heavier smoking, and that risk persists for decades after quitting, underscores the urgency of population-level tobacco control and universal access to evidence-based cessation support. Future research may clarify whether intensive cardiovascular monitoring or preventive pharmacotherapy, e.g. statins, blood pressure control, in former smokers can mitigate residual risk, but prevention remains the gold standard. Source: PLOS Medicine Pooled Analysis of 22 Longitudinal Cohorts, 2024.